morning we're holding new Masechta, Masechta's Me'ila, Daf Beis, Amud Aleph. So just a quick Hakdama, a few thoughts before we get into the Masechta. First of all, the Pasuk in Vayikra and Perikei, the Pasukim discuss the punishments of Me'il. Nefesh Kisim Amal, if a person is Oivra Amil of Chat Mishkaga, so Pasukim go on to say that he has to bring an Eil as an Ashem, he's got to pay back a Karen, and he has to add a Chaymish. A person who's Me'il has to bring an Ashem, Asha Milas, we just had in the Krisis. He has to bring payback a Karen, the base of what he damaged, what he misappropriated from Magdash, and he has to add a fifth to it. There's two ways for a person to be Mael. A person can be Mael by either just benefiting from Magdash, having enough from Magdash, worth the Shavapruta, tangible enough, there's discussions when it gets to smell, sound, if you hear the Kailas, that's the Chayr, not really an issue. Gemara, we'll discuss it elsewhere. But when a person has a tangible Hana that's worth a Pruta, that's a form of Mi'ila, or without having Hana, if he misappropriates it, if he takes it out of the Rishus of Hekdesh, that's also going to be Me'il. So for example, if a Reuven takes money of Hekdesh and gives it to Shimon, so even though Reuven is not actually necessarily benefiting, he's just giving over the ownership, that's also going to be an issue of Me'ila. Now, Me'ila is really separate from the Isser of Hana. There's really an Isser of Me'ila and an Isser of Hana. Even in a case where there may not be an Isser of Me'ila, there still would be potentially, either Deraisa, certainly Drabanan, and Isser Hana on Hegdish. So, for example, let's say a person is Mayil, Me'il is only Beshegig. Me'il is only unintentional. The dinim of Asham, the din of Karen B'chemish, is unintentional. If it's intentional, there's no din of Asham, no din of Karen B'chemish. There's no Me'ila intentionally, but there still may be an Isser of Hana, even on the Deraisa level. It's a discussion if on the Deraisa level it's Isser of Hana, but there still may be an Isser of Hana, even in a place where there is no Me'ila. Now, the punishments, we're saying, is in the Pasuk in Perakei and Vayikra, Pasuk Yidal, Pasuk Tezvah, Pasuk Tezayin. The warning, the Azhara, that's the subject of a Machlekes Rishayim, where exactly the warning comes from. That's a little less clear, but we know we have a call in Einshim Elen Kem Azirin, the Torah only gives a punishment if there's a warning. So there's different sources where we learn out from, but that's not as explicit as the, not as simple and clear as the actual punishment. Now, another important detail before we start is that Rashi in this Masechta is seemingly not Rashi. Seems to be Rashi in this Masechta is a Mefarish, there's a different Pirish. Tosfos, therefore, is actually much more elaborate and Pshat, and not just in more of the pilpul that Tosfos normally does. And we may refer to Rashi as Rashi, its location on the pages of Rashi is, but when we remember, we're going to refer to it as the Mefarish. One other detail before we start is that there's a very big difference, almost opposites, when it comes to Kachikachim and Kachikalim. In Kachikachim, Mila is anything which is hektish, but different items have Mila at different stages. So, for example, if someone's makdish, an animal, has kachakacha, machatas, eilish lamim, they immediately have a din of Mila. They're immediately subject to the din of Mila. And Eila will remain that way even after Zrika because everything gets burnt on the Mizbeach, besides the hide, besides for the skin. Whereas chatas nashim, once you do Zrika, the basar now becomes mutta to eat for Kahanim, and therefore there's no Mila for anyone, even for non-Kahanim, there's no Mila on the Basar. On the Emurim that are remaining on the Mizbeach, there remains Mila. So if a person's Makdash and Asham, it has a din of Mila right away. If he does Shechita, Zrika, it remains a din of Mila on the Emurim, but on the Basar there's no longer a din of Mila. Kachim Kalim is almost the opposite. Kachim Kalim does not have a din of Mila right away. Whether you go like Rabbi Yosef, who says that Kachim Kalim is Mamam Bailim. Regardless, Kachur Kalam does not have Me'ila until when? On the contrary, until the Zrika. Kachur Kalam itself does not have Me'ila. Once you get to the Zrika, then the Emurim now become designated more clearly designated for the Mizbeach. Then there's now Me'ila on the Emurim, and the Basar remains not having Me'ila. Our mission is going to focus on Kachikachim, which have Me'ila from inception. One Musar Machshava, before we start, is Rambam actually brings, interesting that, you know, there's times in the end of Hilchas Me'ila, he brings in the Halachas, he brings, and there's times that sometimes people, Hilchas Me'ila Perches, Halachas, people see different mitzvahs, different dinim in the Torah, different Dvar Hashem, as he calls it, and they're skeptical, they don't understand it, it's not clear, they don't understand what the reasoning behind it, what the logic is, it doesn't even make sense. And Rambam says that we should take a very clear look into this Me'ila. A person is Me'il accidentally, what's he Me'il in? Another person or himself went and was makdisha. So it was the word of a human was makdish something. His declaration was makdisha. And now that it's hektish, someone else who accidentally, well, the guy himself, who accidentally goes and is mail, is chayiv in asham, He's chayav a keren, he's chayav a chaymish. We see the power of the dibur of a human can create such ramifications. This is a human dibur. Kal v'chaymer, ben b'nei shel kal v'chaymer, the dibur of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whether we fully understand it or not, the power of every tzivli, every mitzvah. And it's interesting, Rambam is bringing this in halachas, right? In Mila, Perichas Lachas again, he brings that we should never doubt the power and the seriousness of any mitzvah, any tzivoy, because if it's dvar of a person is so strong, kal v'chomer dvar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second Mishnah. Kachi kachim shechtim b'darim ma'ilamim. So kachi kachim again have mila from when you makdash it. If it was shechted in Darm, so kachi kachim, we know from Ezim Mekayim, it's supposed to be shechted in the north side of the Mizbeach, north of the Azara, and it was shechted in the south, wrong spot. Talach is ma'ilam hem, it still has ma'ila. So there's a shah, there's a girsa here, or not, pashas, you're not, we don't have the girsa of ketzad, but the Mishnah goes on to explain like a ketzad. Shachta medarim v'kiv medarim betzafen, if the shechita took place medarim, and the kabbalah's dam was in the right place, betzafen, but again, the shechita was medarim, or betzafen kiv medarim, or the shechita was done betzafen, and the dam was, which is the right place, but the dam was mekubal in the wrong place, in Durham. Shachta v'yayim v'zark v'layla, b'layla v'zark v'yayim, if the shechita took place by day, which is good, but the shechita took place by night, which is no good, or vice versa, the shechita took place by night, no good, the zrika took place by day, all these cases, he's messing up the shechita, the carbon, or he had a mind, which makes pigle, he had a mind to eat it, not in the right time, or to makter it, not in the right time, we had a mind, to eat it in the wrong place. Out of the boundaries. Ma'ilah and Behem in all these cases, there's still Me'ilah. And the Mar is going to say, of course. The animal, Kacha Kacha, has Me'ilah until you do it properly. Actually, one of the things that was just spoken out in the beginning of Masechta, in the Akdama, is that something has Me'ilah until it's Nasa Mitzvasa. Once you complete the mitzvah, it's no longer Me'ilah, which is kind of the idea. Why, when you do Zrika, the bus now is mutter to eat, and there's no Me'ilah, you did that part, that component is finished. The Emurim, which still have to go on the Mizbeach, are not finished, so to speak, and therefore, or they have a new mitzvah at least, and therefore, there's still Me'ilah. So the question is, over here, you didn't do the mitzvah properly, why would I think Me'ilah is gone? The Gemara will address it right away. Chalam Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said a klal, kol she'ela shas het l'kayanim, any kachi kachi which had a moment of het l'kayanim, so basically it was mutter at one point, he did zrika, and then became pasul, a milam, but there's no mila because the mila fell off the second it became mutter, the second it was completed, the zrika was done, and the carbon was kosher. V'chol she'ela shas het l'kayanim, if it didn't have a shas het l'kayanim, milam, but if it never had shas het l'kayanim, it has mila because the mila never left, that's the klal. Ezi she'ela shas het l'kayanim, what's an example of that which had a shas het l'kayanim? So it was done, the Mishnah doesn't elaborate, but it was done with the Shechita, Kabbalah, Zrika. And then afterwards, Shelana, it got Apsolina, it was left overnight, passed its time. Shenitma, it became Tame. Shiatza, went outside its Mechitzas, went outside the Azara, or outside its boundaries. So over there, all these cases, it was Mutter. Now it got a new Psal of either Lina, Tuma, or Yaitza, Psal Yaitze. So now it's Psal, but it won't have Me'ila anymore because Me'ila's already gone. Once Me'ila's gone, it doesn't come back. Fa'ezi, Shalay, Hayala, Shasa Kesher. What's the case, Shas Heta Lukainim? What's the case where it didn't have a Shas Heta Lukainim? A case where it didn't have hetakayim is where the shechit itself had machshava chutz manah chutz b'kayim. So it was possible from the shechit and never got that stage of heter. It never had a zrika that was machshava because already it was possible shashchita. Notice we picked the last of the cases that we listed early in the Mishnah. And we're adding another case now as well. V'shikibu psulim v'zarek v'zamei. The psulim did Kabbalah and, or some want to say it's Kabbalah or, either or, either it's either Kabbalah Zrika or it's Kabbalah and Zrika, but it was done by Pasul. So all these cases, by the time he got to the Zrika was never done by Kashrus, the animal never got, was never considered Kashar carbon, and therefore the Me'ila never left. And therefore Me'ila remains. The Mefarash already asks, why is it that the Mishnah picked only the case of Chutz Manah Chutz B'kayme and didn't pick any of the other cases from the earlier list? We had a whole list of cases that didn't have Shasakayas. You shechted Bedarim, you did Kabbalah Bedarim, any of these, you shechted at night, you did Zrika at night, any of these psulim are enough to make it not have a Shasa Kesher. So why did we just pick the case of Chuzman Chuzm Kaimai? Says the Mefarish, we picked these Tfeima Kohani, the Tana Beresha, more the other ones that I said in the Beresha. Why? The Hani Trey, Iskish Adadi Umechat Karnaf. Because these two were compared to each other and they learned out of one Pasuk. So it was more seamless, these two. They learned out easier for one Pasuk and therefore it was the easiest ones to pick. Interesting answer. But again, he does address, and essentially what he's saying is that Hu Adin, all the other cases in the Reisha, would also be cases that didn't have a Shasa Kesher. Ketani. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Kachi Kachi Mishah Shechta Medarim, Ma'ilamem, Kachi Kachi Mishah Shechta Medarim, in a wrong place, is Mila, Pshita. Mishah Shetas Medarim Afkin Me'ne Mila. Doing it improperly should remove the Mila. What's the Havamina? What's the Mishah's Chiddush B'chal? It's Shech Gemara says, no, there's Bichiddush here. Sa'akadai Chamin, I would have thought, Helva, Ma'ula, Ma'arech, Rabbi Yechanan, Kachi Mishah Mesi Yatzim Ne'e Mila, Dvar Taira. Since Ula said, Ne'e Rabbi Yechanan, that Kachim, that die, they lose the status of Mila on a Minatairo. Big Diak, Midar Abundant, sounds like there still is Mila. We'll get back to that. the kashrim that die no longer have the mila, which really fits similar to the other idea. Kashrim shenas mitzvah, so you completed the mitzvah, no more mila. Kashrim that die, you didn't complete the mitzvah, but there's no longer a way to do the mitzvah. That, in a sense, also has a power to remove mila. So kashrim esu saying atayra no longer has mila. So hacharami atzei over here, this kashrim that shechted in the wrong place, since it's pasul and now it's dead. So kashrim the gabi darim, kemandach kimdami. Who cares that I shechted it? What's the difference if it just died, if it was choked to death, or if it was shechted? If I shechted in the south, it's a pasul shechita anyway, so you would think it's the same din, and therefore it no longer has me'ila. It's kamash v'lan, no. Kachim should make the cloud. The chiddush is that kachim that just die, it wasn't fit at all. Animals that die are never fit b'chlal for karbanas, and therefore taka removes the status of me'ila. It's completely unfit for kachim kalam, has no basis in the base of English anymore, and therefore loses the status of me'ila. However, avon, darim, when it's shechted b'darim, you're right, you did the pasula act for this carbon, but he didn't really kachim kachim, but it's not fit for this kachim kachim, avon roi hulu kachim kalam. This was an act, b'darim, kachim kalam could be shechted anywhere in the Azara, could be shechted in darim as well. Since this was an act that's kosher for kachim kalam, the shechita of darim is totally fit, sechatchila, for kachim kalam, so therefore, it's not enough to be considered like the animal just died, and it's not enough to change the status into no longer having me'ila, and it remains with a deraisa dikadin of me'ila. In fact, Gemara, lamidik misikalani. Why do we need all these cases in the Mishnah? Before you see the Gemara's question, really we could do this on a base, but let's do it now. It's a lach l'maisa, but it's really also brings up a big yisayt in the din of me'ila. We touched it in the Akdama, but important to get it clear. Again, the Gemara says clearly that kachrim shemesu is yatsum de me'ila mederaisa, no longer has a din of me'ila on a Torah level. So the Shuvas binyan Olam was asked the following shayla. A Bechar was born, this is obviously much more recent times, the Bechar was born, and the Bechar animal died, and the Sefer Torah was written, donated to a shul, basically says, and they later found out that what was the hide used to make the Sefer Torah? It was the hide from this dead Bechar, this dead animal, firstborn animal. They used the hide as part of the parchment for the Sefer Torah. And the Shiloh was saying like this. We're saying that kachrim shemesu, a bechar, even mizman hazeh, bechar is kedusha. A bechar has kedusha. Kachrim shemesu, we're saying it's not asa mil midaraisa, but midrabanan is still asa banan. That seems to be the clear diak. Midrabanan is asa banan. Are they allowed to use the Sefer Torah in shul now? Now that they know that one of the parchment, part of the parchment, was done from maybe a chor shemesu, could they use it in the shul? That was the Shiloh. So, Binyan Elam says that the Diak of Agamar clearly seems to say that there's no more Isser Mil Daraisa, but, and therefore there's no Chi of Asham, no Chi of Karen Achaymish after the Kachim die, but Midrabanan seemingly there would still be an Isser, that's the Simba Mashmais. He says actually Machlekis Rashi and Taisvis. That what? That Rashi in Kedushin, on Daf Nun Zayin, Rashi says that on the contrary, not only is it still Usser, even Kachim Shemesu no longer has Mila, not only is it Usser Bahana Midrabanan, Rashi holds it's actually Usser Bahana. Even midaraisa, Taisa says no. When there's no more meila, there's no isra hana deraisa either. There's only isra hana derabanan. Rashi holds there's no din meila, but just because there's no din meila doesn't mean there's no isra hana deraisa. This is the point that we were trying to get to before. That it's two. There's two separate things. Even if there is no isra of meila anymore, no karen b'chemish, no asham, there still could be an isra hana to benefit from Megdish. And Rashi holds even on a biblical level. So even deraisa, it would be usher to benefit from kachrim shemesu. Just there's no din of Asham or Karim B'chaymish. According to Tosfos, no, on a deraisa level, there's not only no Asham Karim B'chaymish and no Asham, there's no Isser even in Hana. Only rabbinically is an Isser. But according to both Rashi and Tosfos, there's Isser Hana, says the Binyan Olam, but it doesn't make an issue. It's a problem over here by the Sefer Torah. Why? Very good, because mitzvahs, lav l'hanasinu. Since we have a klal mitzvah l'hanasinu, and you're leading the Sefer Torah to do a mitzvah, therefore, it's not considered a Hana, and therefore, whether it's Asa Midaraisa or Asa Midaraban and Rashi or Tezvis, either way, the Sefer Torah will still be mitzvah to use because of mitzvahs, lav l'hanasinu. So, shmak apsak to that shayla, but it brings out a very good, strong, important point that Rashi is clearly saying that even when there's no more mila, there could be Isra Hana Deraisa. Tezvis is saying, at least in that case, by Kachar Shemesu, and maybe it's universal, but Ayin Shem B'Tayis Kedushin Nun Zayin, the Tayis is saying that there is no Isser, even in Hana, even the Raisa, no Isser Hana, only Midraban. Okay. So let's go more right there. Lamli Misti Kalhani, why do we have to list all these cases in the Mishnah? Why would one case not be enough? Tzrichi, we need all the cases. The Mark is explaining what the Chiddush of each case is. E Tana Shachtam Bedarim Vekiba Dam Bitzafen. You tell me the case where you just shechita Bedarim and the Kabbalah's Dam was Bitzafen. I'd say Hachu Dibes Bemila. You know why there's still Mila there? The Kabbalah Bitzafen, because the Kabbalah at least, which is a more Chashav Avayit, the Kabbalah is done Dafka by a Kayin. Kabbalah is later in the process. That was done in the north. Okay, good. Av Shachtam Bitzafen Vekiba Dam Bedarim. If the shechita was done in the Tzafen and the Kabbalah's Dam was Bedarim, so the Kabbalah's Dam was Puzzle. So maybe over there, Hav Kabbalah Bedarim Hu Nafik Minim Mila. Maybe that's already considered like a Chenek. That's considered like just an animal died. You lose the status of a shechita's Kachim, and maybe over there would be no long Mila. Kamash, but there's still Mila there. Vitanahai, and if you'd say this case of the Kachem, of the Kachem where the Kabbalah was Bidurim and stopped there, Havmina Yamama's Mount Kravali, who? Yamama daytime, which is at least Mount Krava, okay, over there we say, since it was done by day, Zmanakrava, over there we say it still has Mila. Al Shachta Balaila, if you shachted at night, even, and you did Zvika by day, it means even if you did Zvika by day, but the point is the Shechita was done at night, Laila loves Zmanakrava. Laila is not considered as manakrava, and therefore it's not fit for karm bechal. Maybe that'll be considered just like a chanika. It's considered like the animal died, and it should no longer have meila. V'hai deshachah b'laila, nafik made him nafik meila. The case for person after night, maybe it's out of meila. The kamash b'lan that there's still meila there. V'itan deshachah b'laila. If you take case deshachah b'laila, hava kibud dam b'yayim ispa hava mina hava kibud dam b'yayim. Since you had kabbalah's dam b'yayim ispa meila, if it sells meila, hava shachah b'yayim v'zarak dam b'laila. If it is zrika's dam b'laila, hava v'labs manakrava. Since laila's not manakrava and zrika's again, like we said, kabbalah before it is a more further along avoda. It needs a kayin, or that's the actual machshir of the carbon. So maybe then you say, "Kamad achkina dami." It's as if you did a chenek to it. You just got stam, killed it out. V'leis bumila, no longer is mila because it's totally mufka from kachem anymore. Kamashman, that even in that case, there's still going to be a din of mila. And the Mefarsh points out that our Gemara, our Tanakh, or the Balamayor over here on the Gemara, clearly wasn't satisfied. We never really want to do this with the leizu abzu. Rather, he wanted it to be. Sorry, he wanted it to be the Chiddush growing up in succession, Lay Zu Abzu, as opposed to Zu Vein Tzarech Leimer Zu. Also, Tosfos uses this concept to perfect the Girsa in the Mishnah, because Tosfos held that the Girsa that he had would be a Lay Zu, would be Zu Vein Tzarech Leimer Zu. In order to get Lay Zu Abzu, we have to switch the order of the Mishnah. Okay. The Gemara is not bothered. Then the last case of the Mishnah, where do they fit? Meaning, Durham, we've already said before, is fit for Kachem Kalam. Laila, we had a Havin, is no good, but we didn't say the answer, but Mefarsh explains, the reason why Lamaisa, Laila still is Mila, is because Laila Mechusazman. We say that even though you can't bring the carbon yet at night, because it's Tama Din, they can't do it at night, it's not called Mechusazman, it's still the right day, it's still the eighth day, in the case you need to wait the eighth day, Laila Mechusazman, and therefore it still has Mila, because it's still considered kosher in a sense. Chutz man chutz b'kayme, it's not fit at all. Why taka is that no different? That animal is just dying. Why is that still subject to mila? Says the Gemara, Hilma Ratzlan Pigulin. You know what it's fit for? It has a shaykhus to being fit because it's fit for pigle. In order to have an animal be pigle, you have to have the older, you need to be mashlim, you have to be karav hamatik mitzvasei. We have mitzvachim, you have to be karav hamatik mitzvasei, you have to finish all the avodas kimitzvasei. So since the pigle machshava doesn't stare that from happening, it still helps, it's mashlim the process of finishing kimitzvasei. If even though it's taka pasul and it's pigle, but it can complete that process, therefore that's considered enough that they're still going to be subject to mila. Okay, top of a base. Ibailu. Ialu mashi yardu. So we have a shayla now in the case of kachukachim. The shechta, let's say, in the south. You shechta kachukachim in the Durham. What happens if you put on the mizbeach? Ialu mashi yardu. Now we should remember, from Zvachim, there's a homachlekes whether or not something which is pasul mizbeach, whether or not you can put it, if it goes on the mizbeach, if you have to take it down or not. We have the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds from Zeis, he, Ha'ayla, they're all miyutim, to be mayat, that even if you put it on the mizbeach, that it has to come down. He's been mayat, Nishpach Dam, Lina, Apsul Yetza. He learns from the three miyutim, Zeis, Ha'ayla, that even if it goes on the mizbeach, it still has to come down. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mar's going to say, we're not asking Shaila, because he holds, it always, all the psulim that go up have to come down. The Bar Plukt over there of Rabbi Huda is Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Shimon, that we say im alu la yardu, that stays up. According to him, we have machlekes here. Ibalo im alu mashi yardu. If it goes up in the mizbeach, does it stay up? Rabba ama im alu yardu. That if you shechted bedarim kachukachem, if it went up in the mizbeach, you still have to take it down. Aves farmer alu la yardu. Rabbi says no. Once it goes up, it stays up. Says the Gemara. Leave it to Rabbi Huda. Like to Bar Plukt, Rabbi Huda says that we darshin that lan Yaitza, Nishbach, anyway, we'll have to come down. So the Kulam Pligi Dim Ali Yardu here too. Kacha Kacha Meshach the Bazarim. Also we'll have to come down. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlekes of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbah? Libet Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef, Kir Bashim. Rabbi Yosef, Zakav Shimon. He says, Im Ali Yardu. Stays up. Perfect. Rabbah Amlach. And Rabbah will make a distinction. Rabbah will tell you, At Kalakam Rabbi Shimon, when Rabbi Shimon say Im Ali Yardu, Ella Binitar Lamata Shas Lamala. Let's say you had a carbon that the Zrik was supposed to be done below the midpoint in the Mizbeach, the halfway line in the Mizbeach, and you did it above, Ibn Lamala, Shas Lamata, what that was supposed to be done above, that you did Lamata, Ulu Ailam, the Shachtan, the Kibbutam, but Safan. But the Shchita and the Kabbalah's Dam was done in the proper place. That's when Imala Yardu. Aval Hacha, over here, when there's a Psul by the Shchita, Kabbalah's Dam, Kivan, the Shachtan, Medarim, Kabbalah, the Chinudami, Shachting of Medarim, as if you just choked it out, as if it just died, loses the status of a Shchita's Kachim, and therefore, Imalu would indeed be, Imalu would be Yardu, that is Rabbah's Shita, even according to Reb Shimon. From our Mishnah on Rabbah. What did we say in our Mishnah? That it's still subject to Me'ilah. Seemingly, it still has a Shaykhus. Tan, Kachi Kachu Shechtum Darm, Kachi Kachu Shechtum Darm, Me'ilah Memdes Me'ilah. Bishlam Rabbi Yosef, Kachi Yosef, it's beautiful. You know why it's Me'ilah? The same reason why it's a Malul Yardu, because it still has a Shaykhus to Kachim. You could Shech Kachim Kalim Bedarim, it's not as Apsul, that's considered as if it's dead. There's still Me'ilah, and since obviously it is possible, but it still has Me'ilah, and therefore it still also has Shaykhus to Kachim, and it goes to Mizbech, it becomes Lacha Bishim Mizbech, Imalu Lo Yardu. However, that's what Gurukhan Beisav. Elu Rabbu says that Imalu's Yardu, why in the Mishnah is there Me'ilah? Elu Rabbu Kashu was going to Rabbu as Me'ilah. The Mer says, you're right. My Meilin Midrab Banan. What does it mean when the Mishnah says Me'ilah? The Mishnah attack this means Me'ilah the Raisa. The Mishnah means only Me'ilah Midrab Banan because since it's Imalu Yardu, since it's a Zapsol, it's a strong Psol, Itaka would no longer have Me'ilah. In fact, the Mara, Maya Kabein Dereis Adarbanon. What taka is the difference between Mila Dereis and Mila Adarbanon? Just more of a shayla, not a kasha. A shayla, what's the difference? Dereis, Misham, Chaymish. By Dereis, you have to bring a Chaymish. To Adarbanon, light. Is Adarbanon going to be a Chaymish? Of course, now that Avi Safkamina, over and above this is Mila Dereis, you have to bring an Asham Milas, whereas Adarbanon, there is no Asham Milas. Umiyaki Mila Adarbanon, ask the Gemara, is there indeed Mila Adarbanon? So we know this already from Omen Aleph. Says the Gemara, in, there is. This carbon dies, it loses, it gets removed from a din of Me'ilah, midar raisa. I'm a midar raisa l'islam. What's the diak of Dvar Torah? Because midar raisa l'islam is no longer Me'ilah. Midar rabban islam, but according to rabbinic dinim, there still is Me'ilah. So hacharami, midar rabban. Just like Kachim Shemesu has Me'ilah, midar rabban. So to our Mishnah, we're going to say that's the rabbi's going to learn the Mishnah, but Kachim Bedarim, it effectively is like Kachim Shemesu. And he won't hold to the cheshvin of Amin Aleph that was saying that what's the chiddush? She still have Me'ilah. On the contrary, he holds it no longer has Me'ilah the raisa because as if it was. If it was just choked, as if it just died, and therefore there no longer will be Me'ila on a deraisa level, it would only have Me'ila midrabanan. Says Gemara Leima Tanin Lahad Ta'ula Amar Be'echran. Let us say that according to Rabbah, we've learned our Mishnah is really Ula's Din. According to Rabbah, that says that Me'ila in the Mishnah means drabanan. Ula's Din is Mamish our Mishnah. So what the Mara essentially is asking is, if I have a din in the Mishnah, who needs an Amira, who needs Ula Neir Mechran to teach the same din? Answers the Gemara, Afagav Tanina Itzich Ula, even though we taught in our Mishnah, we still need Ula. Why? Sakat Echamina Hachle Bedilim Enayin. I would have thought to say that over here in the Mishnah's case, by Kachi Kachim that died with Shechita, people aren't badla, meaning people aren't as mice from it. It's when an animal gets shechted, even if we shechted a puzzle, that's the same animal that we eat when it gets shechted in a slaughterhouse, that people are mice from. But an animal that just dies, it's like apostles, forget about for halachically, from people. People don't like to, they find a carcass, a nevela, they find it to be mayas. So says the Gemara, Sagat Achamina, Hachle Bedinam and Hain, Avakachem Shemesu, Hel Bedinam and Hain, Emafil Midar Banan Lai, Kamash Malan. Meaning, you're right. Our Mishnah doesn't teach that there's Mila, and according to Rabbah, what does that Mila mean? It means Midar Banan. So the Mishnah does teach that there's Mila Midar Banan, even when the animal is shechted improperly, it's dead, it's puzzled, there's still Mila Midar Banan. But you wouldn't know Ula's din. Ula name Rechel, so in my case, the animal just died without Shechit at all. If it died without Shechit, then maybe I'd say, since people are Badal, they're mayas from it, maybe it doesn't even have Xer of Mila Midrabanan, because people must anyway. And therefore we needed Ula Amar Bechon's din. In fact, our Mesu Nami Tanina, but even the din of Mesu, you don't need Ula's din. Because we learned that as well in the Mishnah on Afit Ches. Says Gemara Mesu Nami Tanina, Hanenim and Achatas, Kishichaya, one who has enough from Achatas, we're talking about Achatas that was Baal Mum, while it's alive, Le Mal Achivkam, he's not Mal until he devaluates it by at least a pruta. Because she makes it when it's already dead, kiven the nena kol shumal. Once he's not a kol shumal, it's clearly, we're talking about an animal that's dead, and we're saying kachav died, and we're saying there's me'ilah, obviously you have a clear right that the Rabbanan hold this me'ilah, an animal that died, even without shechita. It's very clear from the Mishnah Daf Yeches. So that the Rabbi says, no, I would have thought, Sarek Yachamina, chatas, hoyo, chatas, Again, the case of Chatas Shav in the Gir Sefer says Chatas Balmam. But Chatas Balmam, Hoyel, Flechazi, the Kapara, Le Bedilimine, Avakasha Timimim, the Chazin, the Kapara, Bedilimine, Emelai, Kamash Balan. So the Mara says, again, I'd have a Havina, the Chatas, which was for a Kapara, and is no longer fit for a Kapara, people won't distance themselves from it, they won't be careful, and therefore they're going to have to make a strengthen the protection of this Chatas Balmum, and make their Issa Me'ila there, and they extend it even if the animal dies. But regular Kachim, where a person is, Kachim Tamim, where a person is Badal, he's careful from it, that, we don't even need the Xerah, B'chal, therefore if it dies, it wouldn't be subject to Me'ila, Kamashman Ulan Eimer Bechon, and they even Kachim Tamim, that die, there's still going to be a din, rabbinic din of Me'ila afterwards, you don't say it doesn't need the protection, there still is a din of Me'ila, Midr Abanan. And just to address Leon's question that we've been discussing, Mila, the two forms of Mila was either to benefit from Ekdish or to misappropriate by giving it to someone else's Rishus, Maitim Rishus. What about if someone damages Ekdish? What if someone damages Ekdish? Is he going to be subject to Mila? So there's actually Machlekes, Rambam, and Tosfos. Everyone agrees that damaging Ekdish is not subject to Mila. If he damages Ekdish, he's not subject to Mila. Whether or not he has to pay back Bechlal, he certainly has to pay back Midrabanan, at the very least he has to pay back. Whether there's a chiv deraisa to pay back seems to be Machlekes Rambam Tosfos. Tosfos seems to hold the Machlekes to pay back is only the din to pay back is only rabbinic. Midrabanan, a person only chayv when he's mazik, his friend. But Re'eu, if it's not Re'eu, then you putter from damages, even Hektish, you putter from damages. Midrabanan you pay because you caused lost Hektish. Rambam seems to hold that even Midrabanan it would be chiv to pay back for damages. But again, whether it's Tesis, that's Midrabanan. Whether it's Ramah, that's you're paying back for damages, but it's not Me'ilah. It's a separate din of paying back for damages. We'll pick it up here tomorrow.